We've been connecting you to Spirits Beyond the Grave. We bring in an award-winning psychic and medium, John Cabello, on the Brett Magus Show, and he can actually connect with you to a loved one if you have a question. Peter, go ahead and just say hi to John. He's on the phone with you right now.
Oh, I'll definitely say hi.
All right.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Feels like lots of change is going on in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It just seems like, I hate to use the word chaos, but has there been some chaos around you?
Oh, definitely chaos. Yes.
Okay. Everything's kind of on the table right now, Peter. So different losses, even health. You got to watch your health. You got to watch your job. You got to watch where you're living. Maybe relationships. It just seems like you might have been touched in several areas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, when the rain falls, you just get an umbrella.
I know what you mean. Oh, I was wondering if you could reconnect with my dad. Some weird stuff has been happening, especially around Christmas time. He always told me when he passed, my dad was an electrical engineer, and he always said if he passes before I do that he's going to try to get a hold of me through some kind of electronical device. And because he was an electrical engineer. And what's weird about it is every time on Christmas, there's a light fixture that's in our basement, and it goes off just randomly, like almost like a Morse code type thing. And it is just so bizarre because that light never does anything except on Christmas, and then it's done it 2 years in a row now. So I find it bizarre every time. Yeah. And when we talk to it, we can almost control when the light comes on. So we'll say, well, okay, light, stop blinking now. And you know, for a few seconds, and then it'll stop blinking for a few seconds. And it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, I would take that as a sign. Dad's having fun with you. Dad loves to tinker with things like that, because it just seems like, for me, it feels like your dad was a little bit of a clever person, or a little bit of a jokester. And so I would consider that precious, you know.
Yes.
That you're getting that information, and because he wants to make you joy, and he wants to demonstrate the continuity of life. Dad is enjoying his time in spirit because he says it's so much easier here. Dad appears to be a person who was very. In my view, methodical, he liked to have everything balanced. He didn't like to worry about his bills. He didn't like to worry about things, and so he tried to keep everything as balanced as he could. But he got sick. Did he get sick?
Yes, he did, sir. He got cancer of the lungs.
But he couldn't control the cancer, and I think that frustrated him. And it just seems to me that now that he's in spirit, he says it all worked out well for him is because he's at peace. And he just says that he is able to watch everyone, and he's able to still be a part of your life, although it's from the spiritual plane. And so he must have loved Christmas, too, because before you even mentioned Christmas to me, he was showing me a Christmas tree. And so he just says that, I don't know if you have a bulb that you put on the Christmas tree to honor him or not, but, he would be something nice, if you could do something in memory of him.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. Yeah. Peter, does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Peter.
That.
Thank you so much.